Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this latest ROI study for the Beef Checkoff.
Absolutely, Ron. A recent economic analysis of the National Beef Checkoff Program found that each dollar invested in its demand-driving activities for the most recent five-year period from 2019 to 2023 positively impacted domestic beef demand and U.S. beef exports, creating a total financial benefit of $13.41 for the producers and importers who pay into the program. In other words, for every beef checkoff invested in the program, the return to producers and importers is $13.41. In addition, the analysis simulated market conditions for beef demand in the absence of national beef checkoff investments. The study found had there not been any investments in national beef checkoff demand driving activities, total domestic beef demand would have been 8.5% lower per year than actual results. To review the study and learn more, please visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, a really fun day yesterday at the Oklahoma Capitol as the National Champion Livestock exhibitors got to view the Capitol, meet the governor, and hang out with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur. Cattle, sheep, goat, and of course pig exhibitors who won championships throughout the year were invited by Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur to tour the Oklahoma State Capitol to meet all of their legislators and of course Governor Kevin Stitt. I had the opportunity to catch up with Oklahoma Pork's Kylie Denise, who is also at the event celebrating the exhibitors.
We've got kiddos from across the state that have won at an exhibition of sorts, whether it's cattle, pigs from yes. You know, our perspective, I think even a goat or a sheep exhibitor too. So Secretary Arthur invited these young people to the Capitol. We've got legislators around, and then here in just a moment, they're going to meet the governor.
This is such a cool once-in-a-lifetime opportunity too, because all these legislators come out, and you get to see who you're working with, and the young folks get to see who's representing them.
That's right, and they get a citation, right? Personalized to them, and I showed pigs a little bit growing up. Yeah. There was nothing like this when I was a kid, and so these kids are experiencing something very special and I think unique to Oklahoma.
Absolutely, and another great way to just showcase. I mean, there's so many of them, right?
There are. Yeah, I don't know the total count. From a pig perspective, we had 10 kids that qualified, and four of them are here today, really from across the state, and they are over the moon. Really proud to be here.
And of course, you know, you and I always meet up at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, a huge event here in Oklahoma, just one of the many things that exhibitors can show. But there's so many opportunities, not just for pork kids, but for beef kids. We do a great job in this industry with our show livestock.
We do, in-state and then out-of-state. So the students that are here today, they won at a national level. And I think for the most part, that would be students or shows that happened outside of Oklahoma. So to see these kids go be successful beyond our state lines is incredible. And then come back, right, in our case, bringing home the bacon.
Once again, congratulations to all those livestock exhibitors across the state. Beans are now being used in a variety of products across the world. Our intern, Kate Munson, had the opportunity to visit with Executive Director of the Oklahoma Soybean Board, Rick Reimer, to talk about how soybeans are continuously evolving.
Well, that's the thing about soybeans. They continue to come up with more and more and more new products, things that can be made from soybeans, and that's a result of the Soybean Checkoff. So, shameless plug for the Soybean Checkoff because they fund new uses research. But soybeans, we call the miracle crop of many uses. The meal is predominantly used for livestock feed, and that's why we're here, because we're supporting our number one customer. But the oil can be used in cosmetics, in paints, in plastics. You can make fuel from the oil. There's just no end to the things that you can do with soybeans.
To hear the complete conversation with Rick Reimer with the Oklahoma Soybean Board, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.